No. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Louder.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Show me the money indeed. While some venture capitalists and early investors and founders of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg included, have been counting their possible payoff when the company goes public, investors have been looking at another calculation. Facebook's anticipated growth in the next 5 years will be largely on mobile devices, but it isn't clear what the business is there yet. There is less bandwidth on the screen of a mobile device, you may have noticed, to place ads. People use their mobile devices differently than laptops and desktop screens. The mission of Facebook figuring out a way to make money in mobile is central to the question of whether Facebook is going to be the Google of this decade. There is some suspicion that they may have already missed the boat on mobile monetization, as the techies call it. You might just say, show me the money. Patrick Moorhead, principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy, joins us now, a tech industry research firm. Patrick, welcome to the program.
John, thanks for having me on.
How critical is this monetizing the mobile business? What do people believe the business is for Facebook on a Droid or an iPhone?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is Facebook isn't exactly in the minority in that very few people have been able to monetize mobile social media. But the long-term view says that because people are spending so much time on their smartphones, they essentially have them with them 24 hours a day, it seems, that things like check-ins and deals would be the place where the money could be made.
What do you mean check-ins and deals? Explain.
Well, in the future, there will be technologies that will actually auto-check you into venues. So let's say you're going to Joe's Pizza down the road, and Mike's Pizza, who is a couple blocks away, knows you're going there and would send you a deal that would say, hey, come over to Mike's Pizza and I'll give you 50% off on your pizza.
And that's proprietor revenue. That's revenue that would come from businesses attempting to attract Facebook users who are on the way to one destination or another. Now, on the question of Facebook users themselves, is Google and Droid possibly ahead of Facebook in the sense that they control the means of distribution and actually have greater access to the devices than Facebook might and could conceivably come up with some sort of subscription for intensive, rich media use of Facebook that might, or of Google Plus, that might compete with a free Facebook platform?
Well, I completely expect folks like Google and Google Plus, and given Android's proximity and connection to the phone, I fully expect them to compete with Facebook for every dollar that gets generated from there. Now, up to this point, Android and Google have had a hard time with social media overall, but I wouldn't eliminate that out of long-term risk for Facebook.
Is there any subscription on the horizon, any subscription model on the horizon for social media, given, as you say, you know, these are things that people are very immersed in. They're on for long periods of time. They check in quite a lot. For many people, it's on virtually all day in a box on their screen or even on their mobile device. Is there a subscription model, an AT&T contract or a Verizon contract that would pass through money to a Facebook app if it's on all the time?
I don't see that in the future. I think that the freemium model, where it's free up front and then you pay for add-on services, is the way to go. But I believe that Facebook will be able to best monetize it through classic, not display advertising, but link advertising, and the ability, like I said, to monetize local deals and also customer retention programs. Because if you think about it, Facebook knows everything an advertiser would want to know about you to be able to serve up content that's relevant that people would do something with.
All right, so let me just stop you there. So it's the data, and when you got mobile, you've got actual proximity data. You've got the GPS, where they were on a given time and how long they spent there. So It's that data that Facebook would be getting from the mobile devices that is the real premium gold standard value here.
That has the optimal value. They know what you're doing, when you're doing it, and who you're doing it with. And as we move to more pervasiveness on mobile payments, instead of putting your credit card out there, you'll put your smartphone out there, and it'll either read a barcode or it'll have a what's called an NFC chip, a near-field communication chip, that will automatically check you out, or then it will know what you're buying.
Hmm. All right, finally, let's talk a little bit about the Facebook IPO. So if you're an investor and you sense that Facebook is in the same boat as everybody else on this monetizing mobile question, it's probably a good investment because Facebook has as good a chance as anyone, probably better, to figure it out over the next 5 years. But if you think that there is somebody ahead of Facebook, then all of a sudden you're backing away from this IPO. And look at the General Motors decision today saying that advertising on Facebook maybe doesn't have much of a payout for them, and they're suspending their advertising. Do you think that takes a hit for Facebook on Friday?
I don't think it has an impact whatsoever. I think Facebook's reach, its uniqueness, and its ability to monetize on desktop, I think it's a future issue, but I think that's already going to be built into the stock in the beginning.
All right, I have to ask you this. You're a principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy, a tech industry research firm. Patrick Moorhead, do you own Facebook? Are you in on this IPO?
I am not in on the IPO, and as an analyst and a researcher, I actually stay away from any stocks of any companies that I follow.
Glad to hear you say that. Any sort of venture to guess on the valuation when all is said and done, when Facebook closes on Friday or whenever it actually goes out?
I think we're looking at $95
billion. $95
billion. Overall valuation.
Relatively conservative there. Patrick Moorhead, Principal Analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy, a tech industry research firm. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.